Today, hundreds of UC Santa Cruz students, professors, and workers gathered at Kerr Hall in support of the third-year history major, Alette Kendrick. Alette is facing 3 years of academic suspension from UCSC for participating in a protest last October. Some of the charges she faces are lewd conduct, refusing to identify herself to university officials, and disturbing a public assembly. This is Josh Sonnenfield, a UCSC student and friend of Alette's, speaking on what happened last October.
Well, Alette was arrested on October 18th, 2006. It was a protest of the UC Regents. So we were protesting stuff like tuition increases and the development of nuclear weapons and lack of support for workers and lack of diversity on campus and stuff like that. So she was specifically targeted politically and racially by police. The UC police officers said, "That's the one we want," before they grabbed her. So they went into a crowd of people and they specifically picked her out. They pushed a white woman away to grab Alette.
Steve Starman, another person who was arrested at the march, faced similar charges. However, his punishment was much less severe. He only faced one quarter of academic probation. Many believe that race played a role in this unequal punishment. Steve is a white man, whereas Alette is a black woman. Although the immediate goals of the rally were to stop the suspension of Alette, many saw it as one piece in a much bigger struggle. Students and faculty repeatedly tied Alette's arrest back to institutional racism.
You know, people have been asking questions like, well, how is this racism? One, we have to start out, like, considering it is Alette and she is a black woman, we have to start out with the assumption that racism is already inherent in the way that the case is dealt with. The legal system is already racist. The university system is already racist. The prison system is already racist. So to start with the understanding that it's not racist would be a terrible mistake, right?
This is Angela Davis, one of a handful of professors who showed up and spoke at the rally.
You know, how is it that a black woman is the target of the most severe punishment in the history of this university? That how is it that race is not involved? The ideology of color blindness has a lot to do with this. What you do if you want to combat racism is you ignore race. You learn how not to see race, and in the process you end up learning how not to see racism.
According to the Activist Defense Committee, Alette is facing the harshest punishment in UCSC history, second only to expulsion. Many of the speakers claim that the entire process which Alette has to go through is unfair, and that other UC schools have responded to activism and student arrests in much different manners. This is Sam Aranke, a member of the Activist Defense Committee.
And some things that we do want to call to attention, so the university has set a hearing date. That hearing date is going to consist of a committee of five people, three of which are staff members, two of which are students, one undergraduate and one grad student. Now, last time I read the Constitution, Alette does have a right to a jury of her peers, right? Under the Constitution?
Right.
That does not seem right to me. I don't know, three staff and two students, that does not seem right.
Again, this is History of Consciousness Professor Angela Davis speaking at the rally.
I am aware of a demonstration that recently took place a couple of months ago at UC Santa Barbara, in which a number of people were arrested, a number of students were arrested. Now, in this instance, the chancellor of the University of California, Santa Barbara, Henry Yu, did not go along with the police action. As a matter of fact, he visited the faculty members and the students, and he supported the students.
About halfway through the rally, the crowd started to chant for Acting Chancellor George Blumenthal to come out and speak. Despite declining previous requests to speak at the rally, he did end up coming down and speaking to the crowd. This is what Acting Chancellor George Blumenthal had to say.
Look, thank you. I really appreciate receiving these petitions and hearing your expressions of views. You've asked me about a particular case of a student facing disciplinary charges, and I can't talk about it by law. Whether it's a fair process or an unfair process, the reality is there is a process. When any case reaches my desk, I will evaluate everything, including the views of students on this campus, in evaluating what is the appropriate way to go forward. But I can't promise you to do anything before that time. And that's really all I can say at this time. I'm grateful to you all for coming here and expressing your views. I think it's important that we hear from you about your views and about what your wishes are. But that's all I can promise you at the present time.
Although the chancellor didn't say much, this did not come as a surprise to most people. When one of the organizers yelled on his bullhorn, "How many of you actually thought George would drop the suspension right then?" only a few hands shot up.
Some of us got our hopes up, hoping that the chancellor would just like drop the suspension, because there's like thousands of students that are in support of Alette, and we had all these petitions and all these hundreds and hundreds of people that are out here today. But you know, it's going to be a process, not in the process that the chancellor is talking about. It's going to take some time to win this campaign. Blumenthal can't respond to a simple question of whether or not he thinks Alette Kendrick should be penalized. He just says there's a process. He just says, like, you know, whether the system is just or unjust, he has to follow through with it. Like, those aren't the words of a responsible administrator, a responsible politician, or even a responsible human being.
I was declined interviews from all of the administrators whom I approached. If you're interested in learning more, you can visit the website www.ucactivistdefense.org. This is Joaquin Palomino with KZSC News.